second Wednesday of the month, Fire Prevention Officer Troy Hicks on the phone for CJOC's Fire Drill. Troy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Jordan. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well, thanks. Big weekend coming up with the time change. What does that mean for fire prevention and safety around the house?
Absolutely. You know this. I know it's people are on the fence if they want time change or not, but it's still going on here in Alberta, and it's a great time to remind people that when you do put your clocks ahead, it's a great time to check the batteries and all your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors. Also, check expiry dates. I was doing up some stats for the city the other day, and on average, we get about 300 calls a year of false alarm calls or cooking calls that smoke detectors or carbon monoxide detectors go off. With 2020 and people being home and working from home with all the COVID pandemic and things like that, we actually had more than 500 calls last year of smoke detectors going off with improper cooking or expired smoke detectors and stuff. So it's very important with everyone being home. Make sure you're checking your devices. It's something that we don't even think about. I've had lots of people say to me that I don't even know if I have smoke detectors in my home. Have a look around. You do need to have smoke detectors. If people have any questions or concerns on where they can be located or anything like that, they can definitely call the fire department or call fire prevention, and we can definitely assist them with where they need to have them and to make sure they work.
All right, better weather, warmer weather, people spending time outside, people spending time in the yard. What kind of tips do we have on that front?
Yeah, this over the last 2 weeks, we've received quite a few fire pit calls and complaints from neighbors as well. I just want to remind people that there is a bylaw here in the city that controls and regulates how you can use your fire pit. I know there's people out there that like having fire pits in their yards, and there's people out there that don't. But as of right now, they are legal in the city of Lethbridge. You just have to follow bylaw 5858, and it tells you everything in there of what you can burn, what the rules are. It'll also let you know, too, what the penalties are. There is penalties in the city for improper use of your fire pit. It could come to anything from $150 fee, or it could up to over $200 if you're burning during a fire ban. So really recommend the public here in the city to review that bylaw. Make sure you know what's going to do, what rules are in place for when you are using your fire pit. And also, take your neighbors into consideration as well. Talk to your neighbors. Let them know that you might have one. I do that with myself. I let my neighbors know if I'm going to have a fire. So it's just a good thing to do, and then we can all just get along and burn safely.
Second Wednesday of every month, Fire Prevention Officer Troy Hicks on CJOC for Fire Drill. Troy, thanks so much for your time this morning.
It's always a pleasure.